All right, so welcome back to the Beast Gang spoiler cast for Avengers. What did everyone think about the character deaths?
See, this is what I had to talk about right here. All right. Before I saw the movie, I tried to stay away from all the damn websites. I didn't even Google it because I didn't want to see anything because I'd be tempted to look, right? People were talking about boycotting this movie because of what happened.
What happened with the
character deaths. So because I know somewhat of the comic, and I think most of the people in the Beast King does, I wasn't tripping. And it made perfect sense.
Let me just reiterate. It's Heimdall, Loki, the Collector, Gamora, Vision, Bucky, Scarlet Witch, Star-Lord, Drax, Mantis, Groot, Falcon, Black Panther, Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, Maria Hill, and Nick Fury.
Mm-hmm. It makes perfect sense. I'm going to say something, and I don't know if you guys are going to agree or you may disagree. People were flipping out because everybody expected Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, and all of them to die. What they actually did, if you really paid attention to how it was done, all the characters that survived were all the original Avengers.
Yeah, that's what Star said after it happened.
All of them were the original Avengers. All the ones that, plus they didn't die, okay? They were not killed. And let's get this straight, okay? People were like, oh, they died. No, shut the fuck up. They did not die. Were they killed? It was actually what? Three characters that were killed in this bitch that you saw fucking physically die right there. All the other characters, they just disintegrated. If you knew your fucking shit, if you did some goddamn research, there's a possibility these motherfuckers could be in a soul stone. Don't know. They're not dead. If you just know fucking entertainment news, you know Black Panther got another movie coming. How's he going to have another movie coming? He did. Huh? I mean, people getting pissed off about this.
Well, because also...
Hold on, Barry. No, hold on. If you read the comics, you would have an idea of what's going on. Even if you don't, just look at what happened. Just pay a fucking attention. People were just tripping, getting upset. Motherfuckers were crying in my theater. Saw motherfuckers tearing up and shit. I was sitting there just in awe. They all tearing up. You know they're going to be back, right? There's the kids crying. I was actually laughing at that shit.
Sebastian Stan had made a comment that they were filming stuff for both movies, and he didn't know which movie certain scenes were going to be in. So that tells me that he might be back. But go ahead.
Exactly. These motherfuckers got their own movies coming out. And they tripping. It's let them tell the goddamn story. And if you know anything about comics, nobody's ever really dead. If you did not see that motherfucker get dealt with on screen, most likely he's alive. Like Loki, it's done. Somehow they may bring him back, but he died in this shit. Okay? Oh, Gamora? Oh, she's all fucked up. Right? They may bring her back because Infinity Stones, we all know what's going to happen. We have an idea. And who's the other fucker? Who's the other fucker? Someone help me out. Heimdall? Oh, in the beginning, he got stabbed. You saw his life just dissipate. Who cares? Oh, and Vision. This bastard changed to gray.
But didn't we know Vision was going to die?
Everyone knew that.
Like, he has a stone in his head. They ain't but one way this is about to go.
Right. I knew that shit. Everyone was like, yep, he's done. But people are just tripping and just fucking irritates me. I know everyone doesn't know comics. Some of this just kind of common sense.
Well, look, I don't think it's
left.
That.
Look who's left, man. Did like one thing, totally off the subject. This is how bad you know Thanos is, okay? If you listen to this podcast, he beat Hulk's ass to the point they want to come back out a banner. Think about that shit for a second.
The Hulk beatdown was damn. I mean,
in the beginning of the damn movie, a dude was like, oh, don't worry about it. He just playing around with him. What? And he beat his ass like he stole.
Yeah, he told him, no, let him have his fun.
Beat his ass like he stole something, and you don't see the Hulk anymore. Now, I'm thinking the fucking trailer, you think about the trailer, they just shot some shit to be shooting some shit. They didn't know what was going to be.
Genius. They threw everybody off because the Hulk was in the damn trailer running to end.
Right. Where's he running to? He's running in that damn Iron Man suit. And like I said, Banner was a true hero. Hulk bitched up. That's how bad Thanos is. And he beat him down like he wasn't shit.
All right, James, get some other comments in here.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry. That touched me. Touched me.
Mike, Matt, Aaliyah.
I don't even know how to follow that. But no, I understand what Jay was saying, but I understand why people were upset. And I think a lot of it has to do with because of who died, people just became mostly invested in certain characters. And then that quickly they were gone. So they just freaked out. I know most black people tripped when Black Panther was gone already. They were like, damn, he just had one movie. And now he's dead already. And kind of same thing with Spider-Man. But like Jay said, if you know the books and everything, then when the movie ended, my movie theater was dead silent. You could hear a pin drop. And people were just sitting there shocked and stuck. And I was looking around like, why is everybody so sad? There's a part two. Comes out next year. you know all these people really ain't dead, right? And I mean, right. But everybody was sitting there. The thing I was going to say was, if people paid attention to the movie, they kind of already explained that nobody's really going to be dead. They kind of gave you all the hints and clues that you needed already, because now I got to remember how I put all this. Number one, they said if Thanos gets all six stones, he basically has the power of God. So if God can take life, then God can do what? He can give life. He snapped his finger, people disappeared. You tell me he can't snap his finger and bring people right back? So that's one thing. Number two, Doctor Strange pretty much already told you that this ain't the end, because when he was looking at possibilities, Tony said, what were you doing? He said, I was looking at millions of possibilities, all the futures that could happen from the situation. And he said, well, how many do we win? He said, one. There's one way. When he gave Thanos the stone and Tony said, why'd you do that? He said, Tony, I had to do it. There's one way. This is
it. Knows the one way. Exactly. That's why I was tripping. I was like, oh, okay.
So I was sitting there like, why is everybody tripping? The man told you, ain't but one way this is going to work out.
Mike, people don't pay attention, man.
He told Tony flat out, if it boils down to you, Peter, or the stone, I will kill you and Peter. I'm going for the stone. That's all that matters. And then he turns around and gives the stone away. There's but one way. The question's already been answered. This ain't the end. Stop tripping, people. You got one year to wait. And he's coming back.
Say it again.
They basically told you in the movie. So, Breach. I get it, but calm down.
I mean, damn. People were talking about boycotting, saying this movie was horrible. Man, shit.
It is Marvel's darkest movie by far. We know that. And I love the way that after 10 years of building up to this one person that's supposed to be coming and we don't know what's happening and who this guy is and all that, they made a villain that lived up to that expectation, because he could have showed up and been like fucking Steppenwolf and just been a piece of trash. And you'd be like, what?
Definitely. But definitely.
From the very beginning, he showed why everybody is scared. Like Jay said, the Hulk wouldn't come back out. He got back to that Earth and all Banner kept saying was, Thanos is coming. Thanos is coming. Damn it, Thanos is coming. We got to get ready now.
He was smacking himself and shit. Smacking himself. Trying to get angry. And he was like, no, fuck that. I don't want that ass whooping.
Yeah. Marvel learns from their mistakes. Doctor Strange was one of their weaker films, and they made him a very important, vital character in this movie and redeemed him to where you want to see more of him. In my opinion, the first two Thors are not that great. The third one I like because it was funny and the new direction seemed to work. But even Thor in this movie was on a different level than when he was like the main
person that would really do damage.
Right. They went and found the people that maybe didn't work out the best originally, or that they didn't give enough shine to in the right light originally, and they made them fantastic in this movie to where you're invested in them. And now, if you didn't want to see Thor anymore, you want to see more Thor movies.
Thor is a god. Like, he portrayed himself like a god.
Right.
So, bottom line, this was just great storytelling. That's really what this all boils down to, is that it was great storytelling. Yes, we know that the masses are not always that bright, and they really can't keep up when great storytelling is going on because they're so used to slick-ass, shady, shitty storytelling. This was great storytelling. There was great pacing. They were hopping back and forth between all the different characters and all their different stories, to the point that there was never a moment where you were like bored and were like, well, what else is happening? The minute that you were like, they switched and went to another place. And at the end of the day, that's what I think made the movie so good. Plus, everything was unexpected. Like y'all said with the trailer, everything that happened in the trailer, we really didn't see. They showed us a whole bunch of new shit. Making the Hulk scared to come out was brilliant, because we all know that the Hulk gets pissed off and then he just wrecks shop. But this was where Banner had to step up to the plate and come hard with it. At the end of the day, the storytelling was so great. People got in their feelings. And I guess that's what a story is supposed to do. They couldn't even come out of their feelings for a second. Wait, this is a movie. There's going to be more that's going to happen. I mean, they can bring characters back from the dead any old time. It's like a damn soap opera. So we don't have to worry. They'll be back.
After 10 years of seeing all these characters kind of grow and develop, very pleasing for me to see this movie. I love Thor Ragnarok. I was blown away by that movie. It was funny as hell. But one of the things that I think I missed by a lot of people was that Thor went through some shit in that movie. Each one of those Thor movies, he seriously lost some stuff. He lost his mom in the second movie. He lost his dad in the last movie. And this one, he lost everything. Everything. He's got nothing. And then it's kind of like that one scene when he was with Rocket. He finally said it. He doesn't have anything, that they're all gone. And, you know, he's like rage and vengeance. That's a good motivator for me to step out. And he was still smiling and laughing, but the dude shed a little man tear. It used to be that the game you play with what superhero you wanted to be. And I think universally, everyone knew they did not want to be Peter Parker. They did not want to be Spider-Man. Great powers, cool superhero, but you did not want to be him in real life. Thor is the guy I don't want to be like, because the dude didn't lost everything. And then the way they portrayed it in this, worked into the story, and set it all up was phenomenal. But the thing that blew me away the most was Thanos. I didn't think he was going to be that deep. I didn't think they were going to do that well. Agreed. With the CGI.
Agreed, because Steppenwolf. Mean,
you saw the individual hair bumps on his throat.
Keith, can I cut you off for a second? Yeah, so Fox wasted the greatest villain in X-Men history, and also the greatest actor of our generation, Oscar Isaac, with some blue face paint and a whack storyline where he's basically recruiting people for a good portion of the movie, and all he's doing is enhancing their powers. What was the purpose of X-Men Apocalypse? And then you have Steppenwolf, which is nobody even cares who he is, the lead character in Justice League. That's where those movies went wrong. Comment, Mike.
Well, I was going to say, Justice League, they did that way. It's kind of like Loki in the first Avengers, where he's there for Thanos and we're building up to this guy. You could have done that. The problem I had was they never once showed us Darkseid. They never even had a post-credit scene of Darkseid. I mean, nothing to give you no clue, like, okay, this is really what I should be working up and building up towards. You gave us Steppenwolf, who kept mentioning this person, and gave us nothing else. X-Men Apocalypse, I don't even want to go there. I asked this before about DC. Why would you just not spend the money on the CGI and do it right? Like, why not? Marvel just prove you can make your money back if you make a good movie.
Steppenwolf looked like garbage.
It looked like I cut on my PS3. I say this all the time. Steppenwolf literally looks like I cut on my PS3. Not PS4. PS3.
Ouch.
You're Warner Brothers. You're DC. You're not going to tell me you don't have money.
The problem is Warner Brothers, the executives who call the shots for DC movies. Always has been.
They spent it on Superman's mustache.
Nah, true.
They couldn't even do that right. And they couldn't even do that right.
All right, so let's move on with the questions. So what did people think of the end credit scene between Maria Hill and Nick Fury?
I liked it. It was fine. There was nothing really you could do after that. I mean, anything more overt in terms of trying to give you a ray of hope or anything like that would have spoiled what was done with the movie. Captain Marvel symbol, that was it.
I'm not a fan.
Why, Mike?
Not a fan of
Oh, you're not a fan of what, Mike?
Captain Marvel being the end credit scene. And I'm biased. I want a Silver Surfer, so I'm going to be pissed anyway. Because I tell you, I've been calling on that for years. So
Silver Surfer?
Yes.
Yeah, Silver Surfer is iconic in the comic book, man.
He probably...
He's all right. He's all right.
I mean, he might have a surfboard, but really? That dude, he has cosmic powers.
Really? We're going to go there?
He's all right. He's all right.
All right. So, James, any comment about that? In scene?
That's the ending. I mean, whatever.
Captain Marvel better be badass. That's all I can tell you.
Well, yeah, tell you the truth. If they do it right, she should be badass.
No, I mean, I know she should be, but what I'm saying is, the way they set this up now, when they do her on film, it better live up to the hype, because if you could have called anybody, you wouldn't called her to deal with this. She better be bad as shit.
Exactly. Like,
you can't drop the ball on it now.
But you know what, Mike? I'm going to ask you a question. I already know your answer. Has Marvel dropped the ball yet?
I don't know. You know
how all right. So that's why, that's why I have faith.
Hold on. Doctor Strange, Thor the Dark World.
Yeah,
and they were still decent movies,
but they were
the best. They weren't horrible
even
movies.
Even their fucked up movies, it's still better than most movies.
Terrible.
Yeah,
Iron
but
Man 3
fucked up like Iron Man 2.
You know what? I saw Iron Man 3 just yesterday. That movie is bad.
Yeah, some movies. I hate Iron Man 3. I'll
get it. Okay, I've got better. I got back to
you. It wasn't a terrible movie.
Better question. Like, better question. Barry, better question for you. You said what? Iron Man 3? What's worse, Iron Man 3 or Suicide Squad?
Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
That's a bad movie. Thank you, James. Thank you, James.
All right. So let's move on with the questions. Where does this movie rank all time for your comic book movies? Is it the highest tier, middle tier, low tier?
High tier.
High tier.
Top five movies I have ever seen.
Well, yeah, high tier. Super high.
High tier as well.
Mike is high tier, but I don't think it's better than Dark Knight, though. I will say that.
Yeah.
On record. Yeah, I said it on record. I don't think it's better than Dark Knight, but it's definitely high tier.
Do you think it's different from Mike?
I have to agree with Mike, because for me, it would be Dredd, Dark Knight.
Are you talking about Dredd?
But I have to agree with Mike on Dark Knight. Go ahead, Mike.
I saw people online commenting saying it's the best superhero movie ever and better than Dark Knight. And of course, DC fans went off. Not going off, but I do agree that Dark Knight's better. I still think it's number one as far as superhero movies.
I partially agree with that one, but again, for me, Dread 2012.
I'm not going to lie. I'm surprised you said Dread, Barry. I figured Dread would be a movie you wouldn't like. As harsh as you are in movies, I was like, when you said Dread, that's why I asked you earlier. I was like, you talking about Dread? For real?
Shit. You and I watched Dread together, yeah, Barry, the yeah, first time.
Then, like, the next day, James and I went to go see it.
We went to that movie. We came, and we were just jaw drop, like, oh my God, this is glorious.
Basically. We see it in 3D, James. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, man, that was some fucked up shit. I thought I was on that slow mo shot. What the fuck was going on?
Just general discussion. So, I want to say what I did not like. So I felt that there were two parts where the movie stalled for me. Some of the love angle stuff I did not like. So one area where it stalled was the Gamora Thanos connection and then the Vision Scarlet Witch romance angle did not resonate with me. And also, did she lose her accent in this movie? I can't remember.
Scarlet Witch.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yes, she did. Yeah. I was like, what? Did she just pull a
Halle Berry?
Her accent.
Yeah. So
I guess we're supposed to believe after 2 years in the States, now all of a sudden she speaks like an American.
No, is that her star has risen. She doesn't know who wants to do that wag accent.
Honestly, but I thought she was going to end up telling Vision she was pregnant. No, I'm serious. And like the whole time the movie was when he kept saying that you had to kill me and she kept saying, no, I can't do that. And she kept looking at him. I was like, are they going to go the pregnancy angle? Because, I mean, I know they got kids in comics, but I was like, is she going to say she's pregnant? But no. Nah.
All right.
Yeah, but they it's not fine.
All right. And just some other minor things for me. Anything with Gamora and the dream sequences were boring to me. And I would have liked that if Thor's sister had survived Thor Ragnarok, that she would have been one of Thanos' baddies.
Yeah, I thought she was going to be in a representation of Mistress Death, but didn't happen.
Hold on. You don't know if it did or not.
Well, that's true, too. That's true.
They got another part.
What I didn't like was I thought the Peter Quill and Gamora love angle was, it felt a little forced. When did we miss a culmination of their romance?
Yeah, remember the last Guardians, they were kind of hinting towards it, and this is 2 years later.
Yeah, but they were hinting towards it. Then it's kind of like full-blown, is that I love you. Then they're exchanging the I love yous and stuff. Read about the Vision and Scarlet Witch, to a point, was always kind of hinted at again. Just felt a little rushed. I actually liked the Gamora's past and Thanos being so intertwined. I thought the dream sequences were actually like part of what gave me a lot more depth with Thanos in a way, because in the comic book, Gamora did have occupied kind of like a special place for Thanos. It had become that he trained her and he transformed her into this deadliest woman in the galaxy. And there's a certain amount of pride into it. And they did share a connection, even though he still did what he had to do. And I actually rather like the backstory. It gave me a little more.
I like the fact that they showed how each stone worked too. Thanos used a reality stone. So you know what that's for. They showed you the inside of the Soul Stone, even though I don't think people realize that. That's something I'll say. I don't even remember now. Oh, how'd y'all feel about Red Skull being back?
I didn't like the way that he was brought back.
That wasn't Hugo Weaving, but it was cool that he was back.
Oh, it was awesome. Actually, we watched Captain America First Avenger after that. It was completely out of left field. I was just like, what the heck?
Well, I knew he never died because he just touched a Tesseract and the portal opened. It was this question of where did he go?
Yeah, because I kept asking that for some of the previous movies. They're like, well, what's going to happen to Red Skull? Like, should he be still alive?
So who played him if it wasn't Weaving? Because I was telling Packy before that I know Weaving said in the interview he didn't like doing the role. And then one day he just suddenly changed his tune and was saying how he wanted to revisit the character and see where it goes.
Ross McQuand, that's the dude that played Red Skull.
One thing I want to know is now that the Soul Stone is gone, does that mean that he is no longer stuck on that world? Because in the comic book, that's what ended up happening. So I'm like, well, not Red Skull, wasn't it, obviously. Does that mean he's back in the real world? Set up for maybe another Captain America?
You might be right. That's a good point. That's actually a good point.
Because you didn't see him anything after that. I mean, he wasn't in the world, mind you. I mean, there's a lot of things. What happened to Valkyrie? Where the fuck is Valkyrie? And mind you, they only slaughtered half the Asgardians. They didn't slaughter all of them. And they didn't even show that scene. We're just assuming that all the Asgardians were slaughtered.
The only one that wasn't was Rocket.
I don't know about that. I saw it again.
Yeah, man, Rocket was at the end, man. Because remember, he saw a group.
Yeah, Rocket.
No, he said Asgardians, not Guardians.
Asgardians.
Oh.
Asgardians.
Okay. Or no. Okay. Oh, I thought you were talking about. I just said Guardians. Okay.
He only slaughtered half of them. Where's everyone else? I bet you he pardoned them and then he killed everyone else. Like, where the fuck is Valkyrie? I think she'll come back. I don't think she's dead.
Y'all gotta also remember, Ant-Man wasn't in this. Hawkeye wasn't in this. So
Hawkeye supposedly played the role. They got
where they are in the movie too.
Exactly. So what probably happened was when he disintegrated half the population, Hawkeye's family probably got fucked, and he didn't. Ant-Man's still coming out. That's supposed to be before this.
So I'm going to say something, but I don't think it spoils anything at all. Ant-Man and Wasp is supposed to have implications to Avengers 4. That's all I can say.
I heard the same thing.
If they go into the quantum realm, I think that's going to impact it.
That's what I heard.
Wait, wouldn't that?
Quantum realm?
Yeah.
Yeah, they get super past the subatomic. You get to the quantum realm.
Where Hank Pym's wife is stuck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would also be awesome if the Fantastic Four showed up.
I don't think that's going to happen like that.
I know Captain Marvel takes place in the 90s, and the Skrull and the Kree are going to be in there. And I've seen shots from Avengers 4, but I don't want to say anything because then I might start spoiling shit. So, but I already told you my theory a long time ago, Jay. So
are you right on your theory?
This is a spoiler thing.
Could be, but
all the kind of things I thought was going to happen, even all the talks that we've had about it, I don't want to say the exact opposite happened. I mean, we knew the movies was going to be amazing. We knew it was going to be, there was going to be some huge impact to the universe and everything. But so yeah, go ahead and spoil it. I mean, it's always good to speculate.
Well, I will say I was wrong on my speculation of who was going to die, because I said it was going to be Captain America and Tony Stark. And then both of them turned around and lived. And I will say they did a hell of a job by killing Peter Parker the way they did in Tony's arms like that. Because I normally don't feel deaths on film. And damn it, that shit hit my gut for a minute. I was like, wow, really? Like, damn.
You had one movie. Yeah,
I was just saying that I felt it was very true to form and true to the character of a teenage boy for him to die the way Peter Parker died. Like everything that he said and how he died, that was very true to that's how a teenager would revert. No matter what kind of superhero he is, he would revert back to being just a little boy.
I felt that too. And it also added an additional layer to the chemistry between him and Tony. They always had that chemistry from Civil War and then Homecoming and then now. It just showed how much Peter looked up to Tony. And how he probably saw him as a father figure.
And at the beginning, Tony thought talking about having kids and stuff. So when that happened, I was like, damn. Oh, man, this is foul. I'm like, really? That thing hurt.
You can see Tony felt responsible.
He told him to get off the ship, was trying to send him back, and he ended up staying. I was like, oh, my God. This is deep.
That whole end scene, it didn't have any real music. It was kind of like this like subtle tone. Everyone was just dropping. And then, like, Captain America just kind of sat there just like, fucking hell. This shit just happened. I mean, like, God.
What the actual fuck? That's what Black Widow's face looked like. Like, right. What the actual fuck are we going
to
do?
That's how it was supposed to end. Jay, I don't know if you remember when I told you this before. I told you that Thanos should get all six stones, and then something should happen, and it should just cut. Like, that should be it. No more explaining nothing.
Yeah,
just leave it at that and make you wait. And they did it exactly how it should be. Him sitting there looking at the sunset, smiling. And that's it. You don't know. Nothing else is going to go on.
But let me ask
you. What happened in the comic book?
Was I the only one that had a sense of dread from the very beginning? Like, as soon as the movie started, I was like, this is going to be so fucking bad.
He was fucked up when he beat the shit out of Hulk.
Yeah.
When he killed Loki and the way he looked at Thor, I think that's when you knew this movie ain't going to play no games. He choked him out and told him he ain't got nothing left.
Yeah,
made him watch the whole thing and just, that's it.
He set that tone with that instant death. I'm just telling you, the pacing of the movie was phenomenal. You know, I knew once he says we had a Hulk, I was like, all right, well, I know what's going to happen. They can fight for a little bit, and then Hulk can get his ass beat. Because if he beat the shit out of Thanos in the first 30 seconds, dude, you could not take him serious for the rest of the movie. Kind of curious why Hulk didn't get any more angrier. He got his ass whooped.
Right, he got scared.
He got beat.
That's what I'm talking about. Hulk did not want to come out. After that ass whooping,
made it so great. He was like, no, I'm good.
Yo, he was doing parries from like fucking Street Fighter and shit. Oh, nope. Gotcha.
He was just like blocking, punching. I'm like, damn. I mean, he was beating his ass like Captain America beats these dudes' ass. I'm like, Jesus, that's my Hulk.
Mm-hmm. He kind of did him like the Hulk did Loki in Avengers 1.
Oh, yeah, just pick him up and just body slam him. He slammed his ass down once. I'm like, yo. Sure enough, he didn't come back out again.
No!
He was like, he snapped his fingers after Thor just blasted his ass. Just looked him in the eye and said, I got you, bitch. They just all start disappearing. He was like, what the? You're just sitting in the theater and just like, who else was going? And then that one shot with Falcon, he disappears. No one sees him. And Rhodey's looking for him and stuff. I'm just like, damn. Mm-hmm. This is fucked up.
Mm-hmm. When Black Panther disappears and the general, her face is legitimately heartbroken. Like, I've never seen heartbreak on a face. And it wasn't like that dumb love shit heartbreak. It was like, my leader is gone and all hope is gone.
That was what it feels for me, man.
That brought a little tear to my eye.
I was like, damn. They brought it with this movie.
Feel of dread. You just feel it. It's like, oh shit, this is not going to be good. This is not going to be good at all. Did anyone else notice that when Scarlet Witch disappeared, she was like waiting for that shit?
Like she was kind of happy about that.
If they keep Vision dead, this is going to be a problem. This, it goes off. If they do it right, if they get X-Men, you had the House of M showing up and shit, that'd be some fucked up shit.
No more superhumans.
You can't do the No More Mutants. It would be interesting if she somehow got her hands on it and didn't flip the script, because I keep getting the sense that they're going to do some big reality-altering thing that's going to bring in the Fantastic Four and the Mutants and the X-Men. Because we already know X-Men Dark Phoenix is going to be the last one, and then they're going to...
Is it?
Then Marvel takes it all over.
Yeah, it got pushed back, though.
Oh, they pushed it back?
Or they pushed back to next year.
At one point, they thought about canceling it altogether.
Damn.
Isn't Dark Phoenix like one of the baddest bees in the Marvel universe?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, man. Don't
get me started. Yeah, man, but like, I don't know what they're going to do this.
Bad fact, you know what? The Dark Phoenix saga is like this, the Infinity War.
Yeah.
They just fuck it up. Don't get me started. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, we can't mention the last hit again, so we'll just let that go.
I'm going to punch in your gut.
Done by Fox.
Dark Phoenix shit. Oh, my God, yo. I lose my mind.
From what I understand, the early footage that the studio saw of the current one was bad enough that they actually delayed it altogether. And then they talked about canceling it because they just weren't happy. You know, they reshot New Mutants because they weren't happy with that. Now it's like a horror movie or something like that.
Oh, man, that's not a good sign.
Does anyone watch any of those, though? Like Legion? Does anyone watch Legion?
They say Legion is good. I don't watch it, but I've heard it's
actually pretty good. I haven't watched. I've watched The Gifted. The Gift is actually pretty decent, too. The X-Men will probably work better as a stereo, as a TV series than anything else.
They're moving forward with the Gambit movie now.
Oh, God.
Channing Tatum.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, God. And Gambit, he's like the worst like X-Men character they ever came up with. Dude sucks.
And who's going to be Gambit?
Channing Tatum.
Please say we're kidding.
No, not kidding.
What is he going to do, strip?
Pretty much. This is all Gambit's worth for, man.
And
that's
dance.
All
he's worth.
Hey! He's hey! Pole dancing. Talk about Channing Tatum, not fucking Gambit. Gambit is awesome, all right?
With his pole and pole dancing?
What was the Gambit from Wolverine? I thought he played a pretty good role.
Taylor Clitch?
Yeah, he's been blackballed.
Yeah, he was actually pretty decent. He was good as Gambit. That's about as good as Gambit can get.
Mother, you know what? I'm not going to do with you, man.
And Deadpool. Let's not forget Deadpool's in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about that. The route we're going.
Talk about Logan. And how do people feel about Logan compared to this movie? Like, which one is better?
Oh.
Logan in this movie?
See, I'm looking at it from a different perspective because this is a culmination of 10 years. When I rate this movie, I'm thinking about of all the stories to get to this thing, and it's just a perfect told story. Logan, good narrative altogether. It was a great movie. Movie-wise, directorial-wise, and just overall movie, I would say Logan. But Infinity War, I think, is a better movie for overall aspect because it is the culmination of many stories to create it to this one big, gigantic story. And I feel that you may be slightly more invested because of characters you've known longer and probably build a better relationship with because of their better movies. You understand what I'm trying to say? I'm not sure if I'm explaining myself.
Yeah, I think you're doing a good job. My thinking on the whole thing is like, and I kind of alluded earlier before the podcast started, was that we want to think about talking about not just lumping comic book movies as a comic book movie genre. That's kind of like saying it's science fiction, something's fantasy, then you got a comic book movie. And I'm actually getting a little miffed by some of the critics and other people saying, you know, oh, it's another comic book film. Logan, that was a film. The character was created for comic books. The movie itself was well written, well directed. Just because it came from a comic book, it almost feels like it's almost that kind of invalidating it. It's worth almost. Not miffed and angry, but just that you can't do that anymore with this. Especially like it started with The Dark Knight, where you couldn't just look at the movie and say, oh, this film about Batman. It wasn't. It was completely different. It was a character drama. It was crime drama. The same with Infinity War. I mean, it's just so many things going on with this. Though it deals with science fiction and fantasy and characters that came from a comic book at some point, you can't discount that the filmmaking that was done in it. So I kind of feel the comic genre and stuff like that isn't its own separate genre. I mean, they should be kind of evaluated on their own merits as the movies they are.
I know James Cameron said he's tired of combo movies, but James Cameron could kiss my ass. He can go kick rocks for real at this point. Because Avatar fucking sucks. And if you don't make 2, 3, 4, and 5 of that bullshit, kiss my ass. We'll get 10 more Avengers. Avatar sucks. Quote me on that. I'll tell him that to his face.
And Mike, I know you didn't see it, but did you see Ready Player One?
No.
All right, because that would probably be equivalent to how much you hate Avatar.
Avatar sucks. Visually stunning. Other than that, piece of shit. Can we please be honest about this? Titanic 2. I need to say that because I saw a dude literally say Titanic's better than Black Panther. And all I'm going to say is I know that you don't understand Black Panther, and I'm going to say that wholeheartedly, but Titanic sucks. And I'll tell you why. Because I've said this all the time. We know what's going on. We know what happens. We don't need 2.5 hours. We need iceberg, sink, end of movie. James Cameron, I respect you for Terminator and Terminator 2. Outside of that, sit your ass fuck down. Go do some exploring in the sea somewhere. Stop making movies. Avatar sucks. Titanic sucks. Leonardo DiCaprio shouldn't have died. You make shit films now. And that fucking diamond shouldn't have got thrown back in the ocean. Tired of fucking superhero movies. James Cameron, sit the fuck down. Do not make another Avatar. That is the most bullshit ass movie.
That movie's overrated as hell.
Thank you. Thank you. It is one big ass explanation of global warming. I don't need Avatar.
Well, actually, it's Dances with Wolves, but with blue people, blue Smurfs. it was blue Smurfs. Dances with Wolves.
This fucker actually said, well, I'm making 4 more because there's parts of the world we haven't seen yet. I don't fucking want to see Avatar in the ocean. I got Aquaman to deal with. I don't need to see that bullshit. I got DC to give me dumbass movies. Yes, that was another shot. Just had to do it real quick.
Do you have DC?
Oh, DC, again, you can hire the Beast Gang if you want to fix your problems. I'll say that every podcast. Because you clearly need help.
DC's going in the right direction. I mean, they're trying to get there.
Of course you do, Keith.
They're trying to get there.
It's just the DC.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Okay, Yoda. I'm just saying, DC is just like a pubescent boy. They just haven't figured out how to get their dick wet, right?
They better go grab some Lubriderm and start stroking because they fucking up.
Yeah, pretty much.
The internet, DC. You have no excuse. You literally have everything pre-written with visual guide. There's no excuse.
You know what else is no excuse? Why is that a video game movie is better than your actual movie? That Injustice 2. Yeah,
that is bad.
I watched that whole damn movie and just like, wow, what DC could have been. All I had to do is just adapt this to the screen.
Oh, if you're listening and you haven't seen Infinity War, I suggest you see Ragnarok and at least Doctor Strange. I will say that because I've seen people that say you don't need to see any of the other movies. Nah, you need to see those two at least because then you'll understand some things better. Oh, and my spoiler theory for the next one, Time Stone. I told you that a long time ago, Jay.
Yep, you and I talked about that. I was like, yeah, this shit's going to all be reversed.
Time Stone is going to play a huge part.
Same thing in the comic book with Nebula. She did the same thing.
Who was it that actually ended up getting the Infinity Gauntlet or Infinity War was when the one that Thanos actually won? And then Adam Strange got his hand on the gauntlet or something. I can't remember.
Adam Warlock is the one that ends up getting it.
Yeah, he reverses everything. Mm-hmm. Or he brings everyone back that Thanos actually killed. He ended up wiping everything out, right? I think he thought to wipe up the entire universe or some shit, right?
Yeah, because at that point he was a god, so his body was unguarded. So then that was when Nebula went ahead and took the gauntlet, and then she had it, and then she reversed it 24 hours, and then Thanos tricked her, and then he reversed it another 24 hours, so then he had the gauntlet again.
Okay. That makes sense.
And that's when Adam Warlock went ahead and came by, and then he used his power of his stone.
Yeah, and the set photos that I saw, basically it looks like New York scene from the first Avengers.
He quit fucking with New York, man. They're ready to
deal. Wait a minute. So like, you're thinking they're going to go all the way back to the first Avengers movie?
All right, so I'll just say with my theory, and I actually came up with this theory today when I was thinking about it. So I think, and I could be totally wrong, so this may not make any kind of difference. I'm thinking now that they end up going all the way back to the New York scene, because that's when Thanos was originally first supposed to come. And what's easier to do, beat him with six stones or beat him with no stones at all? So if you can catch him on the first one when he's trying to get the Tesseract and defeat him, then none of this stuff in the future ever happens. And then, like I told Jay, if you go back that far, everybody that we've seen die before will have never died. They'll all be back. They'll all exist. Yondu, Ronan, everybody.
But does that mean that Vision doesn't get created?
That's a good question. See, that part I couldn't figure out. And I was like, maybe Vision does exist. Maybe he doesn't.
Okay. Nah, that'd be a huge cop-out at that point. Because, like, because then all you had to do is just go reverse time and all that.
If you reverse time like that, somebody has to know what really happened. So who's going to be the person that reverses time but actually knows what happens?
Tony.
It'll be Tony.
To avoid the same mistakes.
It'd be Tony.
I think Tony?
It'll always be Tony, because everything, look, when he gets stabbed in this movie, I was like, okay, they did it. Robert Downey Jr. actually died. And then they saved him. I said, damn, they are all in on Robert Downey Jr. for real. He cannot go.
He's going to make, what, 60, 70 million off this movie? Some ridiculous number?
Something like that. And the writers apparently came out today in an interview, or this week. This is from the actual writers of the movie. They said Avengers 4 is actually bigger and better than this one. They said, I'm confident in telling you that already. You have not seen anything yet.
And they don't even need to do any advertising for that part two. I wouldn't.
No.
It already has all the hype. The $300 million budget for this? And then $200 million marketing?
$1 billion combined for both movies.
Yeah, it's about right.
They already made the money back this weekend.
That don't make any sense. And Black Panther's still out. I was shocked to see that. It's still in the theaters. I'm like, what?
Yeah, and it's getting ready to come on Blu-ray in 2 weeks.
Yeah, May 15th.
Now, I don't think they're going to do the whole time stone cop-out. That's more of a cop-out.
I mean, I think they're going to use the time stone, but I don't think they're going to go back that far.
I don't think they'll go back that far.
Well, unless they do some multiple universes or branching universe theories.
I thought about that, too. I said there's multiple universes in comics, so they could do that route.
Yeah, it is.
I just know the set photo, it's literally like New York again. Tony has the same shirt from Avengers 1. Cap has the original suit on. Just different people are there.
Unless they go back to the original New York, somebody warns that Tony, and then they like fast forward. Like they can use time all kinds of ways.
We're not going to do it. They go back. They recruit all the people that they originally had on a team. So Rhodey be there. Falcon. Somehow they get Black Panther again. They get all the people that they had, the full squad, when they first faced them, but then they have a full squad this time. They know already about them, so they go to Titan and take them out.
I'm against it all. We saw what happened with X-Men. Let it go.
But we'll see. But Captain Marvel has a big part of it. So
it could just be a big flashback. I don't know.
I wonder if that's what they're thinking about, because it might be Captain Marvel is the one who goes back. That might be the one. She's supposed to be huge for this. Like, I know she's pretty big in the comic books now.
You don't think so?
You said what?
Well, what was that?
They would have to CGI all the badness.
Yeah, they set it up. Like, after this movie, and her being like the end credit scene, man, she got to be the shit. That's all.
Well, I think they're going to set it up right, because her movie's a prequel, because hers takes place in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll just do the 90s, and so then her last end scene.
Yeah, because they're going to do the Kree-Skrull War.
You know what, Mike? You might be right as far as the whole Fantastic Four thing, because you can't have the Krees without Fantastic Four.
That's right.
The Skrulls, yeah, the Skrull and everything. That's a thing. That's why I think that it's going to, what's going to happen is it's going to like break the gauntlet or fuck up the stone so bad, fucks up all reality. And that's where they can start introducing. Actually, they
are
only.
Going to look at Michael B. Jordan again. They're going to bring that back again.
Hell yeah. I waited my whole life for this. God.
I'm back, but this time I'm not.
Burn it all.
Brought back Chris Evans. He was the original Human Torch. And now he's Captain America.
Do that shit.
There's only one other movie coming out this year, 2018. That's Ant-Man and the Wasp. Then next year is only two movies, right?
That we know of.
That we know of. That is Captain Marvel and Avengers.
Well, actually, no, there is more. Because Spider-Man 2. They already announced Spider-Man 2.
Right, Spider-Man 2.
Captain Marvel, Avengers
in 2019 or 2020?
That part I don't remember. I want to say 19 in July.
That's like next year. They need to finish filming now because it takes, what, their post-production is what, almost 10 months? I mean, I know they're filming Avengers 4 and Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel's shooting now. Avengers is already wrapped.
Oh, both films are wrapped?
Avengers Part 2 already wrapped? Jeez.
Yeah, they're already done. They shot both of them at the same time.
Yeah, it was like, they've been shooting that for a while. It was like kind of, they were just calling people in and like, and then they will go off and do their own movies and stuff. Because when they were filming Guardians, they were filming Infinity War. Guardians 2. Like when they were doing Guardians 2, because Zoe Saldana, she got in trouble apparently for dropping a spoiler about her being in Infinity War. Because she was like, I had to do this scene. Then I had to run off here and do another scene for Infinity War.
Spider-Man 2 was 2019.
Damn.
That has to get changed.
Really?
It has to.
Is he even filming now?
Seriously? Tom Holland is playing Nathan Drake?
Oh.
When did that happen?
A younger Nathan Drake. Is that a younger Nathan Drake?
Gotta be. They're making an Uncharted movie, which I knew they were doing, but apparently he's going to be Nathan Drake and Bryan Cranston is rumored, so he'll probably be what's called.
Yeah.
Sully? That would actually work.
It's in pre-production, it says. Interesting. Yeah, but they got Spider-Man listed 2019. And I think after that, they didn't announce any more movies.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they put the wraps on it. But then next year, when they do the Avengers, when's Captain Marvel supposed to be out? Like in March. Is it like the
March 9th, if I'm not mistaken.
Then 2 months after that, they'll do
Avengers.
That's going to be crazy.
Then after that is Spider-Man. And yeah, March 8th, 2019 is Captain Marvel. And then basically, they haven't announced any other movies after that, although they have a slate through 2024 or 25 they've already got planned. So yeah, it's just a question of what movies are going to be. Most people assume a Black Panther sequel. Right. You probably figure now Doctor Strange for sure, because they're building him up pretty good.
They built him up very well.
And since the deal will be done by then,
goddamn beastness,
then it'll probably be X-Men, Fantastic Four, and then whatever else they acquire with that whole deal. I've heard a rumor about Namor, but that hasn't been said anything else about that.
No.
What, Namor? Namor's a shit.
Like, I know Ronan's back in Captain Marvel. Like I say, Kree Skrull War. Jude Law's playing Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of pumped for that. I was not pumped for Captain Marvel at all before this movie. So that's another thing they did, plus they did as well. You guys already mentioned it, but I was not feeling Doctor Strange at all. Then this movie came out, I was like, this dude is the shit.
Hold on, so what's the timeline of Doctor Strange from the time that his movie happened to now? Because it's like he was just more competent.
So,
well, it's like, what, 2 years ago, right?
Everything's kind of like 2 years. Star, Jay, you know Star's Uncle Tony. Me and him talked yesterday. He said he actually read an interview where the explanation for Doctor Strange being so advanced now is, remember how he put himself in the loop with Dormammu in the movie?
Yeah.
They said that apparently after that, he supposedly put himself in a time loop and he practiced his magic over and over and over and over again until he mastered it.
Holy shit. That's some genius-ass shit right there.
And that's the explanation they're going with.
And that works for me. That works for me. Because, damn, he was doing some badass shit. That whole part with that, the one when he multiplied himself, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, I'm like,
stuff. The sequel may be kind of along the lines of like a horror movie, but not like full-fledged horror. Like kind of scientific, dark horror. More in like this mystical realm type thing as opposed to how they did the first one.
He fought Thanos toe to toe. Thanos didn't have that Infinity Gauntlet.
And he probably whooped his ass.
He would not have. That's the thing we need to talk about. Him and Iron Man fighting, I think Thanos would have beaten him without the stones. But when Doctor Strange and Thanos were fighting, oh no, Strange would have fucked him up. I mean, he was whipping out some shit, trying to wrap him up in a mirror universe. I mean, he was like,
Doctor Strange was as powerful as he should be.
They made him who he's supposed to be now. The first one, they didn't really give him no justice.
The first one should have taken place like in the past when, you know, they should have thrown like a little tidbit saying like Tony Stark gets kidnapped or something. So it showed he was in 2008. I would have forgiven that movie at that point, but this is the Doctor Strange I was really expecting. I was wanting to see. I mean, that shit was fucking amazing. Thanos was handling himself. And that CGI for Thanos was insane. I'm like, God damn, that was, I thought it was Josh Brolin in prosthetics for a few minutes.
He acted everything because, you know, like Mark Ruffalo does everything for the Hulk. Before they had Lou Ferrigno do the voice and all that, but now Mark Ruffalo does everything. And they CGI everything according to his face and his body and all that and just build on top of that. So they did the same thing with Brolin. He just wears a suit with a bunch of dots all over his face.
Logan CG.
No, man. God damn it, man. Hugh Jackman. He had my respect for the longest time, man. That fucking man. I mean, he couldn't even do the driving scene, man. He was like, that dude just got off his trailer and said, I'm ready to go. And he's just like, grrr. And then some stuntman comes jumping around. He couldn't even run through the woods. Come on, man. Fuck out of here. Anything requires some damn sweat. Stuntman.
Face map.
He probably got like $50 million for that movie, too. I'm like, I've been like, this dude.
He got jacked just so he can stand by
the... Yeah, what was the point for getting jacked? I mean, the whole point for dudes working on the Marvel films so they can do their stunts. Look good on camera, too, but still.
Yeah, that's all you got. Yeah,
it's kind of a crazy thing about because Chris Evans actually did the helicopter stunt in Civil War where he grabs the helicopter.
Yeah. Now, that Hugh Jackman.
Now, that was amazing.
Now, Hugh Jackman. Digitally at my face. That was some shit, man. That totally killed that movie for me, man. It really did. That killed that movie for me. God damn. It wasn't even a strenuous scene. He wasn't even driving fast.
Plus, it was against a blue screen.
Oh, my God. He wasn't even driving fast. It was some dudes outside the car pushing a rock in the car, making it look to him, and some wind, some fans blowing the whip in pads, and they digitally mapped the stuntman's face on it. Like, what the? Did this dude work at all? That was disappointing, man. That was just disappointing.